Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome to Season 2 of the Get Hired Podcast, powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. This is where I, Coach Laika Maravilla, will give you tips, tricks, and techniques to help you land your dream job. Whether internship yan, position, or promotion, I'm here to coach you through the entire process. I'm rooting for you, kaya tara, simulan na natin. How did you adjust to working from home? We're going to talk about that question, how you answer that in a job interview setting, and how you apply it in real life in this new Get Hired podcast episode. All right, now we're going to talk about my three tips on working from home. So again, you can use it in two ways. Number one, if someone asks you, how did you adjust to working from home, or what changed for you when it comes to working from home, which is, again, one of the questions na a lot of people ask nowadays when it comes to job interviews, simply because, again, hindi pa natin masyadong alam when this pandemic will be over. So of course, a lot of the positions na available right now will require you to work from home, whether it's just a few days in a week or talagang work from home full time. So these are things you can say kapag tinanong kayo sa interview, and these are things then that you can apply in your real life, which I hope you do talaga, para makatulong din sa inyo's adjustment. Okay? So whether you already are working or not, I'm hoping itong three tips na to will work for you. Number one, letter S sila lahat, so it's easier to remember. Think about separation. Okay? Dapat may separation talaga. One of the things na sabihin natin benefit ng hindi work from home na setting before. So this is the pre-pandemic life. Isa sa mga benefits niya is when we travel from home to work and work to home, may transition na nagaganap. Our body has time to process, our brain has time to process yung shift in the environment. And napaprime natin yung sarili natin to get ready for work and of course to wind down and get ready for home. Ang problema ngayon, because wala na masyadong distance between your bed and your office, yung iba hindi na nagagawa yung transition na yun. So you really have to create some sense of separation. How do you do that? You have to have physical, emotional, and mental separation. Doon muna tayo sa physical because it's the easiest to handle and it also affects the other two. Physical separation means having a dedicated work space. Now, you may say na parang, hindi pwede yan sa akin, coach, kasi ang lit-lit ng bahay namin, hindi ako babibigyan ng sariling room to be my office. If nasa dining room naman ako, paano pagkakain, maliligpit ako every time. Now, I understand that, and I understand iba-iba tayo ng sitwasyon, yung iba privileged, yung iba hindi. But what I would tell you would be this, I know how to make things work simply because I've had to make things work. I live in a 3-ish by 4-meter bedroom. It's one of the smallest in the house. And to give you an idea, kasi hindi tayo masyadong mahilig mag-visualize using meter squared no, sa Philippines. Pero I have a single bed, okay? And my room is basically 3 single beds na pinagtabi-tabi. So, as in tabing-tabi talaga sila. Pinagdikit-dikit. Ganong kalaki lang yung bedroom ko. So, it's really small. And in order for me to make it work, here's what I do. I have rules. The rules are simple. Actually, isang rule lang siya if you think about it, which is I don't work where I sleep and I don't sleep where I work. Okay? It has to be very clear. So, sa bed ko, I don't work there. Kahit na editing lang naman ng TikTok video yan o kaya PowerPoint presentation lang yan, pwede mo nang gawin sa bed yan. No, I try my best as much as possible not to do that. Yung mga exceptions lang would be if may meeting kami ni Zandy, kasi hindi kasha yung dalawang office chairs sa kwarto ko, no? So, minsan nangyayari, dito siya, sa office chair ko, tas ako sa bed. Pero those are rare na mga instances. And most of the time, I still work in my office chair. Okay? Kahit casual na work lang yan. Now, bakit kailangan ng physical na separation like that? Kasi you need to be able to prime yourself na, okay, work time ngayon or rest time mamaya. Okay? And if wala talagang space, what I would suggest would be kung yung may bed kayo, just maybe get a table or a desk. Kung hindi kasha ng desk, you know yung mga foldable na laptop na stands, di ba? You can just prop that sa gilid ng bed ninyo. So, upo ka sa floor, bili ka talaga ng cushion o kaya ng pillow. Tapos, yun, yung laptop table na yun nasa harap mo. Okay? Para may makeshift kang desk. Just don't work sa bed. Kasi ang mangyayari kadalasan, pag time na for work, hindi ka na makatulog. Okay? So again, think about that separation. Papasok na rin doon yung emotional and mental separation. Ang ibig sabihin noon, you talk to your family din as much as possible. And again, I understand ha, lalo na yung mga may younger kids dyan, baka mahirapan kayo dito. But it's very important for you to communicate your needs to the rest of the family. You can tell them na, okay, when mommy's in the workstation, it's work time, so you can't bother me. Pero if mommy is sitting on the bed, or mommy is sitting on the couch, then you can play with me. Okay? So again, these things na pag-uusapan din naman. Sa totoo lang, si Hailey, my dog, I understand it's different, no? Pero my dog is trained that way din. Na she knows na if I'm working, and alam ni Zandy to, she can attest to this. If I'm working and I'm sitting on my office chair, hindi niya ako masyadong minabother. Unless sinasabi ko talaga sa kanya na okay come. Yun lang. Kasi alam niya nag-work ako eh. So she would just sleep either sa bed ko or sa floor, sa malapit sa feet ko. Kasi alam niya work time ni mommy. So again, you can really negotiate these things naman. Okay? Now, meron din akong deal with myself, which is if I'm in bed na, hindi na pwede pag-usapan yung work time. This part I struggle with. Okay? Lalo na pag times na kaya ginaganahan si Zandy na mag-discuss ng anything business-related. And if she listens to this, maybe she'll figure this out. Pero may tendency kasi siya minsan na in bed na, dun magsisimula mag-toss ng ideas. Even before, tatawag yan. Tapos gusto niya mag-pitch ng mga ideas, mga ibang mga projects, mga kailangan gawin. Tapos minsan nasa-sense niya talaga na bothered ako. Bothered ako na hindi ko yun gusto. But that is the way kasi na I create mental separation. Na kapag sleeping time na, nag-unwind na ako, ayoko na ng conversations of any sort. Gusto ko na lang mag-alone time. Okay? It's me being an introvert. Ayoko ng discussions. Ayoko ng planning sa gabi. Kasi I need to create that mental separation. If I don't do that, hindi ako makatulog. And I tell her all the time, lugi ako sa'yo kasi ikaw pag nahiga ka na sa bed, matutulog ka na. Pag sinabi niya na, okay, sleeping time, matutulog siya. Ako hindi ganun. I need time to detach myself. So again, you have to create that mental separation as well. So talk to your people, talk to your family, let them know that it's how it is. Okay? You have to create some semblance of separation. Now, the second S is self-motivation. Okay? Now, this is very important for you to point out if you're talking about yung job interview. Someone asks you, how do you work from home? Or how did you make that transition? You have to tell them, I focused a lot on self-motivation. Okay? Hindi na kasi kapareho nung dati. Dati, if you do something right or you do something wrong, there's an idea pa rin of instant feedback. Kasi your boss is right there. Sometimes they will be looking over your shoulder pa, looking at your screen, at what you're typing, what you're doing, what you're working on. But these days, with working from home, it's not as smooth. Some people will need to converse over email. So, pabalik-balik yung email, di ba? Meron nga tayong parang office language na rin sa email, di ba? Na kung paano balik ng revisions or paano mag-update, paano mag-follow up. And hindi na direct. So, with that comes the absence din nung sinin natin mga praises or affirmation galing sa boss ninyo. So, if you're not self-motivated, you're going to have a hard time adjusting to working from home. So, how do you do that? How do you find motivation? Now, it really is a lot about your mindset and your perspective. And isa sa mga gusto kong i-remind sa mga tao kasi a lot of them forget it, is the fact that now that you're working from home, you have more time for other things. People would counter me and say, na hindi yan totoo kasi nga work is bleeding into my personal time. But what you have to understand would be, dati, bumabiyahe ka eh. Dati, there's this physical commute from your house to your work. And before, when I used to teach sa Messiah College, Ortigas, may travel time ako from Fairview to Ortigas. Tapos syempre makikipag-agawan ka pa sa seats sa bus and bihira ka rin makaupo sa bus sa biyahe pa uwi. So, yung oras na yun, maybe 2 to 3 hours of travel, you don't do that na ngayon. So, ang question na lang talaga would be, how do I use that time? How do I use that time to motivate myself and make myself believe that this is a better setup for right now? Okay? So, it's a huge part of this is actually gratitude, no? Practicing gratitude, being grateful for, you know, still having work at the time of a pandemic, being grateful for having your loved ones near and dear to you, just around you kasi nasa bahay ka na. And of course, kasama rin dyan yung fact na you are exploring new things and gaining new skill sets. Imagine, diba, just a year, again, just almost 2 years ago, sabihin na natin, before the pandemic, so many people didn't know how to conduct themselves in online meetings. So many people didn't know which platform to use or don't even know the benefit of having a webcam sa kanilang laptop. Pero now, meron na tayo ng ganun. So again, there is still, lagi naman, may listahan pa rin ng pros dito sa situation na ito. Now, when it comes to being so self-motivated and selling yourself, di ba, that way, pagdating sa job interviews, you can stress that. You can stress that, you know, I see the benefits of working from home. I'm actually grateful that this is something that we are now exploring, not just as a nation, but as an entire human race. And I see the benefits in that, and I don't take that for granted. I have more time to focus on the things that matter. I have more time to prep myself before work and unwind right after. And I intend to use that time wisely. Tell them that, you know, before I had trouble with asking for approval all the time, but now I've learned through working from home that I can be an independent worker, that I do have the skills that I need to be successful in my field. All I need is a bit of a push, which this pandemic gave me. And now I don't need that much attention when it comes to performing. All I need is maybe the final stamp of approval from my boss. But other than that, everything's good. Kasi we have to understand na ang convenience is one of the key things na hinahanap ng employers these days. Gusto nila ng katrabaho na hindi mahirap katrabaho. Gusto nila ng self-directed, self-motivated na workers who will not need yung constant follow-up. Diba? Parang kailangan ba mag-everyday meeting para may ma-accomplish yung team? Hindi naman, diba? So again, you have to tell them that you are self-motivated and that you are grateful. Okay? Now, before we move on to the next point that we're going to talk about, let me just pause for a quick break and tell you about this Podcast Network Asia podcast.
Up, up, up! Wait lang! Bago tayo magpatuloy sa episode nito, let me just talk to you about something that helps me create the content that I put out here sa Get Hired and sa Trying Hard podcast. If you're an aspiring podcast creator and you want to get started, one of the tools that could help you is Podmetrics. All you have to do is to sign up now at podmetrics.co and use the code GETHIRED, one word, yan, all caps. Again, the code is GETHIRED, one word, all capital letters. And that way, you can learn more about how it works and also help support this channel. And if you're an advertiser and you're interested to collab with Get Hired, head on over to advertiser.podmetrics.co and fill out the form. Again, that's Podmetrics, the easiest way to monetize your podcast.
All right, now we're back from the break. Again, we have 3 tips on working from home. The first one is separation. You have to create a sense of separation, physical, emotional, and mental. Number 2, self-motivation. You really have to push that you are a self-motivated, self-directed, self-disciplined worker. Okay? It's really not going to be a bother sa kanila if makukuha ka nila sa work kasi independent kang worker. Hindi mo kailangan, hindi ka pukpukin, sabihin natin, or hindi ka kailangan bantayan all the time. And then your 3rd one is another S, it's self-care. Now, I know some of you may say, but if I talk about self-care, di ba, baka hindi nila ako i-hire. Kasi very, sabihin na natin, and again, this is a generalization, very boomer mentality yung, ah, kailangan kapag nagtatrabaho ka, hindi ka nag-leave. Hindi ka nag-VVL, di ba? Pag nag-sick leave ka, dapat talagang, ano ka na, duguan ka na, ganong level, no? Hindi basta-basta may flu ka, mag-ESL ka. Paano na ngayon, working from home, mag-ESL pa rin ba ako? Now again, depende na yan, you have to use your own wisdom and discretion when it comes to that. But I really encourage you to start talking about self-care as one of the perks when it comes to working from home and one of the things that you dedicate yourself to when it comes to working per se. Now, why do I say that? If you see that the interviewer is a little bit younger, mga 30s, 40s, they already understand the value of people who know how to take care of themselves. Kasi at the end of the day, if you are the type of worker who will run yourself to death, di ba? Yung talagang tatrabaho ka ng todo-todo, mahihirapan yung company because magugulat sila if bigla ka magkakasakit and you would have to leave the company. Hindi mo na-train yung kapalit mo. And lalo na ngayon, kasi yung attrition rate, when you talk about attrition rate, ibig sabihin yung people who resign or go AWOL, wag naman sana, sa work is, ano, medyo mataas siya ngayon. Okay, marami kasi hindi nakapag-adjust sa working from home. So, just putting yourself in the shoes of the hiring manager, they would rather hire someone who knows how to take care of themselves while working from home than someone who says that I'm hardworking, di ba, to the point na I get sick all the time. Kasi mas mahihirapan sila mag-adjust with that. Di ba? Imagine if someone just doesn't show up sa mga Zoom calls or doesn't biglang nagpapasa ng mga requirements. Kasi yun pala, sobrang lala na yung sakit nila. Ayaw din natin mangyari yun. So you have to put it in a certain way that knowing how to take care of yourself is actually a good point for you and something that is going to be helpful for their company in the long run. Okay? So just tell them that I know that my personal time is sacred. So whenever I'm off work, I try my best to practice self-care. I do breathing exercises. I do self-talk. I have hobbies that I practice during the weekend just to make sure that I'm still ready and creative for the time that I meet up with you in the meetings during our first day of work or on Mondays. Kasi ba usually may mga meeting yan pag Monday. So just tell them that I know how to take care of myself. And I think that's very important, especially in the time of the pandemic. I try my best to minimize my contact with other people. Kasi syempre, alam na natin yan na sa back ng minds ng mga tao ngayon na, naku, pandemic, baka mamaya magkasakit to. So again, think about it that way. Okay? So 3 S's lang tayo today. Tips on working from home. Don't just talk about it. I hope that you do it in real life. Number 1, separation. Number 2, self-motivation. And number 3, self-care. Okay? And if you are able to do that, if you're able to also talk about that, pagdating sa job interviews, hopefully you will have a better shot, not just at getting hired, but in getting promoted, and of course, growing as an individual. We have to still visualize the fact that hindi lang tayo naghahanap ng jobs. We are looking for long-term careers in life. And this job right here is just one step towards that. So be a better person. After all of this is done, yan naman ang talaga ang goal natin. Okay? And if you can communicate that with your interviewer, mas maganda. So they would choose you over anyone else. Okay? And again, yan muna for now. If you have any other requests, then among job interview questions that you want me to help you answer, go ahead and send it to our Facebook page. It's Get Hired by Team Liga. You can just type that on the search bar or go to www.facebook.com/GetHiredByTeamLiga. Get Hired by TEAMLYQA para mahanap ninyo yung ating page. I look through the messages that you send there and we will start answering your specific requests really, really soon. So if you don't want to miss that, don't forget to follow this podcast. You can also share this episode with your friends, lalo na if they're having trouble din looking for work or adjusting to working from home. Hopefully, makatulong tayo sa kanila. And as always, I'm here to help you land your dream job. I remember that I believe in you, even if no one else does. I know that you can do it. So many other people have already, and I'm rooting for you. All right? I'll talk to you sa susunod na episode. Bye for now.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.